Hi, I'm Carlos, here to discuss creating SUT files for WindowEyes. Now last week we explored various options in our screen menu, such as turning on our format alert, which tells us about spacing in a document, and our capitalization alert, which alerts us of the way that words are capitalized. We also explored options in our keyboard menu, such as the word mode, which allows WindowEyes to say the word when you press the spacebar that you just typed, and also how to turn off the spacebar, as far as not having WindowEyes announce space whenever you press the spacebar. This week, we'll take a look at some verbosity options that WindowEyes has. Now, verbosity options in WindowEyes is a very powerful feature. It allows you to have control over what you hear and how you hear it. To demonstrate this, I'm going to open up my WordPad. I'm going to press my start menu.
For programs, pull down. Accessories, pull down.
Enter on accessories.
Communications, pull down.
And press W.
W. Button. Start.
To get to my WordPad.
List view. My computer. 1 of 33. No selected item. WordPad. Rich edit. iBeam.
Now, I'm not really going to type anything, but I'm just going to go to the menu bar. I'm going to press my Alt key.
F equals file pull down. Arrow.
And here we have F equals file pull down. This means I could just hit the letter F, or I could press Enter to enter this menu. However you choose to use your computer, you have options of doing that. And WindowEyes tells you that you have the option of pressing F to get in a file. So I'm going to go ahead and press my Enter key.
N equals new, control and dialog.
Now here, we have the option of new. But WindowEyes is giving us additional information, such as in. I can press the letter N here and get to the new dialog. I can also press control N as a shortcut key when I'm not in this menu to get to the new dialog. And it's also telling us that it will take us into a dialog if I press enter here. So it's giving us a wide variety of options and a lot of information that may or may not be useful to us. If we're new to this program, that's all fine and dandy. You know, we can get information such as the shortcut keys and what this is going to lead to. Let's press the down arrow key.
O equals open, control O dialog.
Again, we have O for open, and it tells us that control O is a shortcut key, and that will be taken into a dialog if we press enter on this right now. But let's explore some ways that WindowEyes can give us different information about this. I'm going to press my Alt key.
Rich edit. iBeam.
Now I'm back into my document area of Notepad. I'm going to press control backslash.
WindowEyes active WordPad .000 associated WordPad .000.
And this takes us into the WindowEyes control panel. Now, verbosity settings are just like the voice settings as far as your pitch, tone, rate, things of that nature for your voice, in that they're taken from the global menu by default. If I'm interested in changing the verbosity settings just for this WordPad set file, I want to turn that off in the global menu by either selecting none or voice only. So let's do that. I'm going to press my Alt key.
F equals file pull down.
And I'm going to press the letter L for the global menu.
G equals global settings, voice and verbosity. iBeam.
Here it tells us the current state of that setting. It's set to voice and verbosity, but we don't want verbosity here. We just want none or voice only. I'm going to press enter on this so I can change it.
List box. Dialog select global settings mode. Close box. Voice and verbosity. Off voice only. Verbosity only. Default button.
Okay, I'm going to silence that. And I'm going to choose voice only because I still want my voice settings to be taken from the global menu, but I want my verbosity settings to be changed just for this set file. I'm going to arrow down to voice only.
Off to global 4. Voice only 3 of 4.
And press enter.
WindowEyes active WordPad .000 associated WordPad .000.
Okay.
iBeam.
So now let's go to the verbosity menu from the top menu bar. I'm going to press my Alt key.
F equals file pull down.
And I'm going to press the letter V.
V. M equals menu dialog. iBeam.
This is the menu dialog. It controls verbosity settings for menus. I'm going to press enter on this.
Checkbox. Uncheck O equals menu open dialog menu verbosity settings close box checkbox graphic menu opens uncheck checkbox.
Okay, I'm going to silence that. The current option that we're on is
checkbox. Uncheck O equals menu open.
Menu open, and it's unchecked by default. This lets us know that we are entering into a menu. If we press the space bar on this to turn
space.
It on.
Checked.
And press enter.
WindowEyes active WordPad .000 associated WordPad .000.
That dialog. So let's press escape to try this out.
Document WordPad. Rich edit. iBeam.
So now I'm back into my document area of WordPad. I'm going to press my Alt key.
Menu activated. Menu activated. F equals file pull down.
So
arrow.
It tells us menu activated. This would be useful information for people who are new to Windows and everything, that they're entering into a menu. Let's just press the down arrow to see what happens.
Menu activated. N equals new. Control and dialog.
So it tells us that the file menu is activated. Like I said, that's pretty useful information if you're new to the Windows system and you're not sure if you're entering into menus or dialog boxes and how to react to those things. So that's useful information. Let's press escape to get out of here.
Menu closed. F equals file pull down.
And it tells us menu closed. That's useful information, especially if you're new, that you're exiting a menu. Now, I'm still in the menu as far as the top menu bar. I can press my right arrow key.
E equals edit pull down.
And press my down arrow key.
Menu activated. U equals undo control Z disabled.
So I just activated the edit menu. But I can press escape.
Menu closed. E equals edit pull down.
And I'm back to my top menu bar. I have to press escape again to get completely out of this.
Menu closed. Rich edit. I mean.
Now I'm back to my document area. Let's go back to the WindowEyes control panel, control backslash.
WindowEyes active work pad points.
And this time I'm just going to press Alt-V together. I'm holding down my Alt key and I'm going to press the letter V.
V. M equals menu, dialog.
And that takes us right to the verbosity menu. Let's press enter on the menu.
Checkbox. Check O equals menu open. Dialog menu.
Okay, I'm going to silence that. So this first option is menu open. By default, that is unchecked. So I'm going to uncheck that again.
Space. Unchecked.
Since we're pretty familiar with WordPad. And let's tab.
Checkbox. Check C equals menu closed.
And this is menu closed. By default, this is checked. Typically, I don't like to hear menu closed, so let's just uncheck this for now.
Space. Unchecked.
And press our tab key.
Checkbox. Check D equals option.
This is the option setting. The options are things such as file, when you hear F equals file pull down, or open for O equals open. Let's just uncheck this.
Space. Unchecked.
And press enter.
Window eyes active WordPad point 000 associated
WordPad. My escape
document
key.
WordPad. Rich edit. I
and press the Alt key.
F equals pull down. Arrow.
So now you hear F equals pull down. Personally, this wouldn't be very useful to me not to know that that was actually file. Let's arrow down through the menu here.
N equals control and dialog. O equals control O dialog.
So you have the option of not announcing what the item is. Like I said, this wouldn't be very useful to me, but maybe for some low vision people that can tell it says new or open, maybe that would be useful. So I'm going to go back, I'm going to press escape
three
times,
Steam.
And go back to the WindowEyes control panel.
WindowEyes active WordPad point 000 associated WordPad point 00.
I'm going to press Alt V
equals menu, dialog.
And press enter.
Dialog. Menu for
and I'm going to tab.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Checkbox unchecked. Checkbox. Uncheck P equals option.
So now I'm going to press the spacebar to check
space.
It. And press the tab key.
Checkbox. Check S equals shortcuts.
Shortcuts are things like F equals file, O equals open. Let's uncheck this.
Space. Unchecked.
And press enter.
Window eyes active WordPad point 000 associated.
Press escape again.
Document WordPad. Rich edit.
And now I'm going to press my Alt key.
File pull down. Arrow.
So now we just get file pull down. It doesn't tell us that F equals file.
New, control and dialog.
I just press my down arrow key. Now we just get new, you know.
Open, control O dialog.
Open, control O. Things of that nature. So, if you're going through a menu and you don't want to know all the shortcut keys, this could save you some time because there's not as much speech going on here. Let's press escape a couple times to get out of that.
Rich edit, I beam.
And go back to our control panel, our WindowEyes control panel.
WindowEyes active WordPad point 000 associated WordPad point 00.
And press Alt V.
M equals menu, dialog.
Press enter.
Checkbox. Uncheck dialog.
And let's
menu.
Tab back.
Checkbox.
Back.
Checkbox.
Seven.
Checked. Checkbox unchecked S equals shortcuts.
So we want this checked, so I'm going to press the spacebar.
Space. Checked.
Just because, you know, we may not know every little shortcut key there is. It's useful. It's very, very useful to let you know you can press a letter to jump right to that item. And press the tab key again.
Checkbox. That equals accelerators.
The checkbox here for accelerators is things like control N or control all.
Space. Unchecked.
Uncheck that and press enter.
WindowEyes active
work. And hit escape.
Document WordPad. Rich edit.
And go back to our file.
F equals file pull down. Arrow.
Go down with the down arrow.
N equals new. Dialog.
So now we don't get control N for new.
O equals open. Dialog.
We don't get control O for open. So if you are very, very familiar with a program, like I said before, you can navigate through things pretty quickly by eliminating some of the verbosity settings. Let's press Escape again to get out of this menu and go back to the Windows control panel.
Windows active WordPad point.
And press Alt-V.
M equals menu, dialog.
Let's go back to the menu again.
Checkbox. Uncheck O equals menu open dialog menu verbosity
now
setting.
Now let's tab till we get
checkbox.
Back to that option.
Unchecked. Checkbox check P equals option. Checkbox. Check this equals shortcut. Checkbox. Uncheck A equals accelerators.
Okay, so let's check this.
Space. Checked.
And let's continue on to the next option with the tab key.
Checkbox check D equals descriptions.
Now this is descriptions. Let's uncheck this and see what's going to happen.
Space. Unchecked.
And press our enter key.
Window eyes active work.
Hit escape.
Document WordPad.
Alt.
F equals file. Arrow.
Uh-huh. So now we find out that it's not telling us that this is a pull-down. Let's go into the file menu. Down arrow.
N equals new. Control N.
So now we just get N equals new and then Control N. It doesn't tell us that this is a dialog. So if you know you're going to go into a dialog and you don't necessarily want to be told you're going into a dialog, you can disable that option for descriptions. Let's hit Escape again to get back
Rich
out
edit.
Of there.
Hit beam.
And press Control Backslash.
Windows active WordPad point 000 associate.
Alt V.
Equals menu dialog.
And press the letter M.
Checkbox. Uncheck O equals menu open
let's
dialog.
Tab
check
through here again
check.
Until we get
check
back.
Checkbox. Check A equals checkbox. Unchecked. Unchecked. D equals descriptions.
And we'll check this.
Space. Checked.
And press the tab key once again.
Checkbox. Unchecked R equals read new pulldown.
Now this is read new pulldown. What this will do is it'll read the pulldown menu automatically as soon as you enter the menu. So let's check
space.
This.
Checked.
And press enter.
Window eyes active WordPad point 000 associated WordPad point 000 arrow.
Now we'll press escape.
Document WordPad. Rich
and
edit.
Go to
I
the
beam.
File menu.
N equals new. Control N dialog. O equals open. Control O dialog S equals save. Control S A equals save as. Dialog P equals print.
Okay, I'm going to silence that, but you get the idea that it'll automatically read the options in the menu, and this could save some cursoring down, you know, through a menu. If you're not familiar with a program, that could be very helpful. That way you can just listen to the options in the menu. You won't have to press the down arrow key just to hear what the options are. So that's what that setting does. The automatic read new pull-down option. Let's press Escape to get
that equals file pull-down.
Hit Escape
Rich
again.
Edit.
And go back to the Windows control panel with
Windows active WordPad point 00
control backslash and then Alt-V.
M equals menu, dialog.
And
dialogue.
Let's turn that setting off since we are not very unfamiliar with WordPad. I can get through things pretty quickly. I don't necessarily need to know the pull-down menu. So I'm going to press my tab key till I get back to that
checkbox.
Option.
Checkbox. 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 Button OK. Checkbox. Checkbox equals read new pulldown.
Okay, there it is. So I'm going to press my spacebar to turn that off.
Space. Unchecked.
Those are all the menu verbosity settings that are available to us. Now let's press the tab key.
Button OK.
And press Enter.
Window eyes active WordPad point 000 associated WordPad point.
Press escape
document
to get back
WordPad. Rich edit. IBeam.
Well, that's about it for this week's creating set files for WindowEyes. If you have any questions, you can email me at fire975@yahoo.com. That's fire975@yahoo.com.